This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a relative handful of economists, maybe a dozen, maybe two, that are recognizable by name. Raj Chetty likely isn't one of them. He's the youngest tenured professor in the history of Harvard, economics professor, that is. Now, at the age of 33, he's got a MacArthur Genius Award, and this past Friday, he won the John Bates Clark Medal, given annually by the American Economic Association to the best economist in the country under the age of 40. Winning the Clark Medal, by the way, has a positive correlation with winning the Nobel Prize in economics later on. And so now that you know a little bit about him, here's a primer on his work, which may strike closer to home than you realize. Marketplace's David Weinberg is on it.
I want you to think of the last trip you made to the grocery store. When you looked at the price of shampoo, for example, did you calculate what it would cost after taxes?
So the traditional assumption in economics is that you are keeping such taxes in mind when you make purchasing decisions.
Raj Chetty wanted to test that assumption, so he set up an experiment. He went to a large grocery store chain in California and asked if he could put special price tags on items.
We added these tags that said $7.99 plus California sales tax equals whatever the price of the item was.
But the owners limited the experiment to hair care and cosmetics. They assumed the price tags would cause customers to buy less. This assumption is the opposite of what traditional economic theory tells us. It turns out, though, that the store owners were right.
We ended up finding that demand for these products fell by roughly 8 or 10%. So it was as if everybody was ignoring the tax before we put these tags on.
What sets Chetty apart from his colleagues is that he comes up with creative ways of using data to understand how the economy works. Henry Aaron is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
Some people have a real eye for interesting data sets and questions. And when you marry those two, you get results to which people pay attention. I think that's been the case with Raj Chetty.
For policymakers, Chetty's studies of real-life economic behavior could be a very useful tool. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.